It's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today.
Oh no! It's not Monday, but...
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
I'm so sorry. Hello, hello. Welcome, one and all. It's 1912. Holy crap. It's almost halfway done with the show. Shucks. Sorry, guys and girls and everybody. I don't know how to put it other than to say I support a lot of legacy tools, and a lot of them, it takes, if you've never done programming work, it takes like a million years, or it takes a long time to load the program into your head to start working on it. And I had just loaded the program in my head and was ready to make some changes when my alarm for 2 o'clock went off. And, whoo, buddy, I was like, well, I better knock out this one line change. There's a Python 2.4 script trying to parse Unicode. It sucks. Anyway, welcome, welcome. Hello, Northern Lights and Handy C. Guofu, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being here. Shout out to Jazzmaz and SMJ and FFog and everyone else around. Hey, why am I using something not Python 2.7.6? That's even worse. Don't worry, this program was written in 2000. So, that's why. don't worry. Yeah. Hello, Stug. Welcome, welcome. Yeah, this program was written a long time ago, and every... get this, you, without divulging too much, I accidentally deleted the .py file a few years ago, but the .pyc file, the bytecode, was still there, so I was able to run a decompiler and get a version of the .py file back, and then I was able to clean it up, and then go find that, because it was checked into SVN, an SVN repo that doesn't exist and hasn't existed for a long time. Anyway, deep breaths. We're going to just have to start the show in the middle, but you know what? We'll start the way we always start.
World news.
That's right, the world news. We'll try and run through it real quick here, and we'll end with a song. All right. Oh, that's a good idea, SMJ. But yeah, it's pretty fun. I used to mess with autoexec.bats and highmem.sys, all those fun DOS programs. All right. Focus. We're going to knock out. We got a short
news.
Nigeria. Abuja Development Control vows to pull down all illegal buildings. You may remember we talked about this not super long ago. People were like, hey, I've lived here for a decade. And it's like you're squatting on the airport's land. He warned that people should desist from buying farmlands from the indigenous with the intention of building houses. According to him, they're not saying who. According to him, the removal of illegal structures within the city is an ongoing thing, adding that the recent demolition at Edo Sariki, where we talked about, where most university students reside, was an act of consideration from the Federal Control Development Administration due to pleadings from community heads. So, pretty wild. It would be recalled that at least 103 students of the University of Abuja, Nigeria, staying off school campus, were displaced from their hostels following the recent demolition of their rented apartments at Edo Sariki Village by the City Development Control. Edo Sariki community harbors the largest number of students from the university, which is about 130 meters away from the institution. Abeifima, 300... Oh, yeah. Basically, there's a bunch of buildings that were built on land that wasn't zoned properly, and they're just tearing them all down. And just leaving people homeless. So, very freaky stuff there. Dozens have been killed in a suspected jihadist attack in northern Burkina Faso. Suspected jihadists have killed 47 people, including 30 civilians, in an attack on a convoy in northern Burkina Faso. The assault left 14 soldiers and 3 militia volunteers dead 25 kilometers from Gourgadji, said the communications ministry. Gourgadji is the notorious three-border zone where Burkina Faso meets Mali and Niger, a focus of the jihadist violence that plagues the wider Sahel region. The soldiers and militia have been guarding civilians setting off for Arbinda, another town in northern Burkina. In an ensuing gun battle, security forces killed 58 terrorists, in quote, and put the rest to flight, according to the government. So, this is pretty wild. Speaking of percussive maintenance in COM, I would mention we had, I grew up with tube TVs, and hitting them helps for a little while, but eventually, whatever it is that's burning out or falling out of place or wiggling, it always just breaks. I remember hitting a TV. We used to hit the TV with a VHS tape, or the case for a VHS tape. We'd hit it on the side. And one time, the VHS tape just went into the TV. So sometimes it doesn't work. So this is kind of funny, or I thought this was funny. It's good news. But Uganda's court scraps anti-porn law that was going to prohibit miniskirts. Uganda's constitutional court has scrapped a controversial anti-pornography law whose provisions included a ban on wearing miniskirts in public, a decision hailed by women's rights campaigners on Tuesday. The judgment said that the 2014 legislation, which had been dubbed the anti-miniskirt law, was inconsistent with or in contravention of the Constitution of the Republic of Uganda. Sections of the Anti-Pornography Act are hereby declared null and void, Justice Frederick Egona Intende said in Monday's ruling, which also struck down the powers of 9 member committee tasked with enforcing the law. So, I thought that was pretty cool. Iranian fuel tanker is heading for crisis-hit Lebanon, says Hezbollah. Hezbollah chief Hassan Nasrallah said Thursday a tanker would set off from Iran within hours to bring desperately needed fuel supplies to Lebanon in defiance of U.S. sanctions. Many questions remain about how the shipment would reach its stated destination, where acute and growing fuel shortages have forced hospitals, businesses, and government offices shut amid a crippling economic crisis. But the move, prohibited by U.S. sanctions on Iran's oil industry, could drag Lebanon into the covert naval war between Tehran and Israel. Nasrallah dared Iran's foes to stop the shipment. The vessel, from the moment it sails in the coming hours until it enters Mediterranean waters, will be considered Lebanese territory, he said during a televised speech to the Shiite Muslim commemoration of Ashura, which is today. So, Ashura, it's just Ashura in my calendar, but I hope you have a good celebration if you do. To the Americans and Israelis, I say it's Lebanese territory. He said a first ship would bring fuel for hospitals, manufacturers of medicine and food, as well as bakeries and private generators. He said more vessels would follow to address shortages that have ground Lebanon to a halt. So, we'll see what happens. The United States is the world's police and is the benevolent dictator of the world. So, Iran didn't ask permission to give humanitarian aid, so we might just have to go blow them up. Cape Verde is building Africa's cultural capital. At night, the Mansa floating hub dazzles. The mix of disco and neon lights kissing the Atlantic and then back to shore adds to the glamour and life at the hub. Situated in the beautiful Bay of Mindelo on São Vicente Island in Cape Verde, Mansa is a hub for creative artists and activists. So, this is pretty cool. It's a floating hub, which will turn the city of Mindelo into the cultural capital of Africa, I think. I just thought that was cool. We don't have time to go into the full detail of the stories because I screwed up and got here so late. I'm so sorry. The first COVID case has been reported in the Tokyo 2020 Paralympic Village. Organizers say first virus case detected in the Paralympic Village days before the games open on August 24th. A first coronavirus case has been detected. Organizers say as Japan battles a record wave of infections. The case discovered on Thursday involves a game-related member of the staff who is not residing in Japan, according to organizers who didn't give further details. Organizers have so far reported 74 cases linked to the Paralympics, mostly among contractors and game staff who live in Japan. Another 6 cases have been reported by local areas hosting teams for training camps. There have not yet been infections reported among athletes in the village, which opened to Paralympians on Tuesday. One of the other things I saw about this that I thought was wild is each team gets like one aid person. So like there's not like one aid person per person. It's like each group has one aid person. So pretty wild, pretty tough. So anyway, let's see what happens in the Paralympics. The WHO, or the World Health Organization, is condemning the rush by wealthy countries for COVID vaccine booster shots. We expected this. The World Health Organization has condemned the rush by wealthy countries to provide COVID vaccine booster shots while millions around the world have yet to receive a single dose. Speaking before U.S. authorities announced that all vaccinated Americans would soon be eligible to receive additional doses, WHO experts insisted there was not enough scientific evidence that boosters were needed and said providing them while so many were still waiting to be immunized was immoral. "We're planning to hand out extra life jackets to people already have life jackets while we're leaving other people to drown without a single life jacket," WHO's emergency director Mike Ryan told reporters from the UN's agency's Geneva headquarters. "Fundamental ethical reality is we're handing..." Oh, they just repeat it. So, very troubling indeed. But like we said, the U.S. is the boss, so we do what we want. Ismail Sabri looks to become Malaysia's next prime minister. If confirmed, Sabri's appointment will mark UMNO's return, that's a political party, return to leadership 3 years after the party lost polls over corruption allegations. Former Malaysian Deputy Prime Minister Ismail Sabri Yaakob is moving closer to forming the next government after securing a parliamentary majority from the same coalition that collapsed earlier this week. If confirmed, Ismail Sabri's appointment would mark the return of the United Malays National Organization, or UMNO, party to leadership, 3 years after it lost a general election because of corruption allegations, especially around the multi-billion dollar scandal at the investment fund One Malaysia Development Berhad. Caretaker Prime Minister Mihiyudin Yassin, who resigned earlier this week after conceding he had lost majority support, said on Thursday his coalition unanimously backed his former deputy to ensure continuity of policies on fighting COVID-19 and the nation's recovery until it was able to hold suitable elections. So I think this will be interesting. Leadership changing hands there. In Afghanistan, mothers are throwing babies over barbed wire to British soldiers. The mothers were desperate. They were getting beaten by the Taliban. They shouted, "Save my baby," and threw the babies at us. Some of the babies fell on the barbed wire. It was awful what happened. "By the end of the night, there wasn't one man among us who wasn't crying," said the parachute regiment officer quietly. The scenes of brutal violence unfolded at one of the routes to the military site of Kabul's airport, from where thousands of people in danger from the jihadists are being airlifted to safety by the U.S., Britain, and other foreign governments. The entrance... it's playing a full-screen video. One sec. The Independent has some good stories sometimes, but man, they are clickbaity. They fill up your screen with ads and junk. Anyway, the entrance to Baranholt Hill near Kabul Airport has become the focal point where Afghans seeking refuge in the UK have been gathering. The route also leads to the facilities of other countries which are carrying out evacuations, and the number of those desperate to get away are swelling by the day, with hope among those who qualify for the flights, but despair and anger for those who do not. So, very chilling, troubling times there. We're running out of time. Hundreds of men in Pakistan are being investigated over mass sexual assault. Lahore police opened case against 300 to 400 unidentified people captured on video, which is very disturbing. Chip shortages have caused Toyota to cut global production by 40%. A Chinese satellite has been hit by a piece of junk in space, a hunk of Russian rocket. So this is the first satellite that's been knocked out. What was it? Anyway, I don't have time. It was like the first satellite that had been knocked out by junk, or first military satellite that had been knocked out by junk that was reported. I wish we had time. I screwed up. Anyway, U.S. judge throws out Trump-era approval for the Alaska oil pipeline. A Louisiana plastic plant has been put on pause because of all the pollution in Louisiana. And a mother killed her daughter by crushing her in the hospital. And the first concrete has been poured of Zhudabao 3 in China, which is going to be a new nuclear power plant. The reactor, the concrete's been getting poured for the VVR 1200. So, yeah, the mother story is also from the Independent. There are sad news source. A mother was arrested by the Florida police for allegedly crushing her teen daughter with special needs to death with a table while visiting at the hospital, where she was admitted for infection. Jessica Bortle, 34, has been charged with causing fatal injuries by crushing her under the hospital table and slamming it on her abdomen. The official arrest report cited by People showed Miss Bortle also allegedly leaned on the table with her weight. The hospital office says 14-year-old Jasmine was admitted to the hospital on July 8th after she contracted an infection but didn't report any damage to her ribs or liver. Jasmine had a neuromuscular disorder. So, that's pretty screwed up. Anyway, the world's messed up, but the Dubious Goals Committee is dubious, and it's coming up in about 2 minutes. Please enjoy 2 minutes of Eric Cartman singing Come Sail Away. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.
I think of childhood friends.